Welcome to 7 Second Delay, and welcome to the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Can you hear me okay, Ken?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
There might be a little problem. I can hear you. The quality of your voice is fine, but you're saying stupid things.
I really haven't said anything yet.
It sounds stupid.
Oh,
is there anything you can do? Is there an adjustment you can make?
I think the problem is on your end. Do you have a stupid filter on your computer?
I don't think there is such a thing.
Yeah. No, you need to turn off the stupid filter. You've probably put one on me.
All right, fine. How you doing, buddy? So it's the top of the third. This is it. This is the championship, the division playoffs. Up. And now it's the middle of the third.
That's it. Bottom of the third.
Yeah, right. This is the bottom of the third. The Mets are coming up in the third. It's scoreless. I'm in my office. I didn't come in because I forget why. What did I tell you?
You were sick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's the deal. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
I was sick. What did I say I had?
Just a bad cold.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I have a bad cold. I forgot. Yeah, I have a bad cold, so I couldn't come in.
Yeah, and you couldn't even go over your son Josh's house because Josh's wife didn't want you to infect everybody.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive about, when I pretend to have a cold, I'm very sensitive about other people.
Well, here is the thing. It's like you didn't seem the slightest bit concerned about infecting Josh or his son, but you told me that your son's wife was concerned that you might infect the family.
She's very sensitive about germs, the same way I am. So I didn't. I wanted to go over last night and watch. I like watching the Mets with my grandson because he's a Mets fan.
Yeah,
it's how we bond. It's what we have in common.
Uh-huh.
It's something. It's bridging the generations.
Right. So you actually watch. You actually watch the Mets. It's amazing.
I'm kind of a fair weather fan. When the local teams are in postseason play, I do tune in, but I don't know the roster. I don't know really any of the players. But I thought it would be fun today, and I've never been wrong. Whenever I've said I think something will be fun, doesn't it always turn out to be fun?
Every time.
Aren't I batting 1,000?
Yeah, you are. You're batting 1,000 on that.
Yeah.
You've never said something would be fun when it wasn't less than complete fun.
It would be breaking a contract with the audience if I did. I thought it would be fun today. Wait, I'm completely blanking. Wait, what did I think would be fun?
You're doing side bets.
Side bets. I thought it would be fun. Everybody could watch the game at home.
Yeah.
And we could have side bets. I would bet on whether the next batter will reach first, whether the next pitch will be a strike or a ball, whether more than three batters will be up this inning. We can make any side bets you want to bet. I will bet, and the loser pays the money to the station because this is still your little dinky secret little fundraiser deal you're
right,
doing,
yeah,
right?
We're still having our imaginary fundraiser. Phillies are up.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no, the Phillies
are
not.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh,
the Mets are up.
The Mets are up.
What is it, the top of the fourth? No, it's the bottom of the third.
This is the bottom of the third. They're playing in New York, so the Mets are playing in the bottom of the innings. So the Mets are up. It's scoreless.
Pete Alonso is up.
Alonso has been the hero of this series.
It's 1-1.
He's come out of a slump.
It's 1-2 now. Just had a strike.
Wait. So you're seeing the game before me.
It's because I'm not watching the video.
Oh, my God. You're seeing the game. You will know the outcome of these bets 20 seconds before me.
Suarez just pitched a ball. It's now 2-2.
Nope. Wait a minute. The way I'm looking at it, it's 1-1. I'm 20 seconds or maybe 30 seconds behind you.
No, sucks to be you.
It sure does. This is going to be, you're going to win every bet.
Well, I'm not making the bets. You're betting against listeners.
But
I am not betting.
But if listeners have access to whatever you're watching on, what are you watching on?
I'm watching
a time machine.
I'm watching the game day on MLB.com.
Okay, so if if listeners have access to that, they'll know 30 seconds. Like right now.
And Pete Alonso just walked.
Right now, the count is 2-2.
No, it's 4-2. Pete Alonso just walked.
You must be a full 60 seconds before me.
Pete Alonso's on first base now.
Wait a minute. That's ball three. This is blowing my mind.
Oh, my God, Andy. Jose Iglesias is up.
Wait a minute. You don't tell me. It's like spoiler alert.
He's the second baseman, and he has a hit song right now. You might know it. OMG is Jose Iglesias' big hit song. There's a mound visit going. Oh, yeah, you know it. Pitbull just did a remix of it. You know that.
I don't understand any of those words.
Okay.
Okay, so now, gosh.
Should we get a listener on to bet against you?
Yeah, but how it just isn't fair because
you're going to
I'm running 60 seconds, a good minute. The stream that I'm getting on Hulu.
Who cares? I'm the umpire. I'll tell you what's going on. Suarez just pitched the ball. It's 1-0.
Okay, now the way I see it, now the catchers walked out to the mound.
Yeah, there was. Oh, that's over. The mound visit is that's history.
Dear God.
That's history.
Dear God, I'm living. This is like a bad Twilight Zone.
2-0.
We're out of sync.
2 balls, no strikes. 1 man on base.
No. There's no pitching yet. The pitching hasn't begun.
Andy, you're way in the past.
I really feel that way. This is how I feel all the time.
Listen, you got to go by me. You go by me because I'm
this
in.
Is how I, this is how I feel talking to people under 40.
I'm in real time. You're in the past,
man,
baby.
No, you're not in real time. I'm in real time.
No, I'm in real time.
No, you're in some weird time machine. You're looking at the future.
That was a swing and a strike. It's 2-2.
No, it is not 2-2. It's 2-0.
Jose Iglesias is up, 1 man on base.
No, you're in the future. Future Ken.
It's the bottom of the third.
Okay. It is now 2-1.
Andy, we have to go by me. We have to.
No, it's just not. It's not fair.
We have to go by me.
How much are you paying to see? How much are you paying to see into the future? This is very much like the plot of the first Sting movie. Remember?
Remember
the first Sting movie where they learned the horse race results a few seconds before everybody else, and they parlayed it into a massive sting.
All right, Andy,
ripped off Robert Shaw.
I'm taking a call, okay? Because somebody wants
what, to what end? I can't compete.
What do you mean you can't compete?
Wait,
you
have to. Iglesias just struck out.
That happened ages ago. You have to go by what I'm saying.
No, but I'm enjoying the game. I'm watching the game.
It won't work if I'm seeing it in real time and you're seeing it a minute delayed.
You're a walking, talking spoiler alert. That's what you are. That's what you've become.
Oh my God. So look.
First pitch to Martinez.
All right, well, okay, fine. The listeners and I are in real time. You're 30 seconds behind.
You are not in real time. You're in the future, and it's so uncool.
So
it's so rude.
So let's just get our first gambler on. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Who's this?
Yeah, who's this? What's your name?
Miles.
Hi, Miles.
Oh, this is my grandson. Hey, yeah. Miles, I'm watching the game with you in a weird way.
What?
Are you? What? Do you have the ball game on?
No, I'm at my house. I'm not at my house.
He's not at Miles. His house, Andy.
Wait, double play. Damn it. I didn't. We could have bet on that.
What the hell just happened?
I'm at a baseball practice. I have to go.
Okay, bye, Miles.
Okay, Miles. I love that kid.
Yeah, we went to a commercial break. We went to a commercial break. I think the Mets.
Oh, because you blinked and you missed the double play.
Yeah, I missed the double play. The Mets are out. We're at a commercial break. We're heading to the top of the fourth.
I would have lost a bet, I guess. So how can we possibly do this if I'm running 60 seconds behind everyone
You're
else?
At a disadvantage because the listeners and I are in the future.
You will have already seen the game.
Right. So if this is what you're insisting on doing, this is how we need to proceed.
What should we do?
I've proposed.
I guess I propose
Yeah.
I propose we get a listener on and we make slightly longer term bets. For example, whether a run will be scored in the inning, in the half inning, or whether a batter will reach first base in this inning.
Okay.
Slightly longer term bets instead of going pitch by pitch.
Whatever you want, Mr. Pat.
Whatever you want. No, no. This is your little station, your rinky-dink station. But let's raise some money for the station because the loser will pay the station.
Right.
The loser, how much should we be betting?
Loser meaning you. I think if it's long...
No, not... Well, either me
I
or...
I think if it's longer-term bets, then it should be larger bets.
Well, let's see who we get on the phone and let's see what resources they have.
Okay, the phone number here, if you would like to bet against Andy on tonight's Mets versus Phillies game, is 201-209-9368. We're just going to make side bets. If you're watching it in real time, as I am, then we have a big advantage against Andy, and chances are you'll stick Andy with a pledge to our Hellraiser, which anybody can make at WFMU.org. Incidentally, anybody making a pledge to 7 Second Delay during the Hellraiser this month will be in the running for the grand prize, which is Andy sending you an envelope with a $10 bill every month for the next year. Isn't that right, Andy?
For a year or 12 months, whichever is less.
It's the same. One year is...
Hey, why don't we bet on whether, in the next commercial break, whether Kamala Harris will pay for any inmate to get a transgender operation.
Well, how are we going to even?
Because the next commercial break might tell you whether or not she supports those kind of
taxpayers.
Oh,
I see. Is the GOP running commercials? I didn't.
Yeah,
even...
they're running national ads.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I'm not seeing the ads.
Oh, you're not seeing the
ads? No, I'm not seeing the ads. All right, it's top of the fourth. The Phillies are up. Turner is at bat. And
it's not. The top of the fourth will begin in about 1 minute.
And it's 2-0. All right. So
Turner is now just coming into the batter's box.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Ken. Good afternoon, Andy.
Oh, it's Pete the gardener. Hey, Pete.
Pete the gardener. Hey, Pete.
Actually, I'm not gardening. I'm fishing now.
All right, you're fishing, but are you watching the game?
No, it's being recorded, and I could care less about baseball.
Okay.
Much of an effort.
3-1. Turner's up for the Phillies. It's 3-1, and we're at the top of the fourth. Andy, what do you want your side bet to be here? This is a good time to place a bet on the inning.
Give me 1 second.
It's the top of the fourth. Phillies are up. Phillies are at bat. You want to make a side bet on whether the Phillies score during this at-bat?
Wait, I'm sorry. I was distracted. Say, wait, who are you again?
It's Pete the Gardener.
Okay, and you are, of course, Ken.
I'm Ken.
Hold on.
It's top of the fourth. The Phillies are up.
Oh, Ken, hold on. Ken Friedman, my co-host from 7 Seconds
Delay. Turner's at-bat. It's 3-2.
It's 3-2. All right, but you know what's going to happen now with Turner, right?
Well, no, I'm watching in real time. All right, Turner.
It's 3-2. Here comes. Oh, it's full count. Oh, he fouled one off. Okay, hey Pete.
One out.
Yeah. I'll bet $5. Wait, did we lose Pete? $5?
No way. Not $5 for all this trouble. Jesus.
Okay. What is Pete suggesting?
Pete, what do you want to suggest? It's one out.
If you lose the bet, will you pledge to the station? Oh, wait, there it is. Now I'm finally seeing it.
Harper is up now. Harper is up.
They just nailed Turner. It was a nice throw from shortstop. So, okay, so who's up now?
Harper, and it's 1-0. He just was
Harper's
thrown.
Just coming up to bat.
He was just thrown.
Ken is in the future.
Throwing a ball.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
He's a lefty.
I wonder what the next pitch will be. Ken, if you didn't tell me you had this time delay thing, you could have been winning every damn bet.
Andy, it's time to make a bet.
Okay, I'll bet the Phillies do get a base runner this inning. There's already one out.
Get somebody on base?
Yeah, I would say that's 50-50. There's already one out.
That's a terrible bet.
No, that's not a bad bet. I'd say it's about 50-50.
No, it's not. It's got to be
sure
more
it
than 50-50.
There are two batters to go.
All right, Pete, do you want to take that bet that the Phillies get somebody on base during this at-bat?
Yeah, and for how many American dollars?
For $20.
Let's say $20.
$20.
The loser pays the station. $20.
All right. Finally.
Okay.
Finally.
It's on. It's on, baby. Now, Ken, you will know whether I win or lose before I do.
I will.
All right.
Another
so
ball.
I have two batters. I don't know why I'm rooting for the Phillies in this scenario.
Harper for the Phillies is up. It's 3-1.
Harper for the Phillies is up. It's 2-0.
One out.
Now it's 2-1.
4-1. He's out. Two outs.
Four and one?
Yeah.
But that means he walked.
It was a fourth ball. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, so he's on base.
He's on base, so you win.
That Pete owes the station.
You're right.
Now, how do we collect that money?
Bryce Harper walked.
Exactly. How do we collect that
Pete,
money?
Pete, you got to go to WFMU.org and make a $20 pledge to...
Not me, brother.
No, I'm saying to Pete. Pete's got to do that.
There, Andy, was Peter. That's different than your name. Your name is Andy.
Yes.
So,
Peter, you owe the station $20.
No, I don't. I'm going to get...
Yeah, Peter, you do.
Yeah, well, and I will go on the worldwide internet later and send you 100.
All right, sounds good.
There you go. That's how you do it, baby.
All right, thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
Oh, baby.
You both a splendid.
Well,
wow,
that's it.
Happy fishing. Are you fishing in the South River?
No, actually, I'm right now pulling up to the banks of the old Raritan.
Whoa!
Oh, the banks of the Raritan.
Whoa! The Phillies are.
Oh, my God, okay, they have a man on second and third. Peter, we got to go.
Third.
Whoa.
Stand-up double.
Whoa. Things are happening here.
Okay, now they have there's
top,
one out with a runner on third.
Top of the fourth.
I will say the Phillies do not score in this inning. I'd say the odds are 50-50, right?
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Ken, Zachary.
Zachary, do you want to take Andy's bet? He's saying that the Phillies.
I'll bet you $20 they have a man on third with one out. I will bet that they do not get that man in to score.
Will you take the bet, Zachary? $20.
How many outs?
One out.
There's one out, man on third. But you only have a second now. He's about to pitch. You have
no.
to tell me yes
yeah,
or no.
2-0. You won't take the pitch.
No, I'll take the bet.
Oh,
you
will take
the
bet. Okay.
I'll take the bet. Okay. Okay, so I need a strikeout here.
It's 2-0.
I need a strikeout or an infield hit that holds the runners. Okay,
Andy,
this is very exciting
for me. Ruling where we can bet on elections now?
We can bet on elections.
You can bet on anything, can't you? Pretty
you
much.
Well, you couldn't do elections.
Hey,
can you
bet on the outcome of the silent marathon that Ken is running?
Another ball, 3-0. Bohm's not the...
There's first base is open. That wouldn't be the end of the...
Right, he might walk to first.
Okay, they might load it up on purpose to get the double play.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You want to take another side bet? Have they been showing the fans at all in the stands?
No, I can't see the fans in the stands. Sorry, no.
Do you want to take a side bet that the next batter, not the current batter.
Strike.
Oh, no.
It's 3-1.
The next batter.
3-1.
The next batter is hot. The next batter is really attractive. Do you want to bet?
That would be real
attractive to you, to me.
Yes, attractive to
me. Kamala's helping
it's
in prison,
the honor system.
Who?
Ray Almuto.
I'll bet you $20 he is.
Ray Almuto is the next batter.
Ray Almuto, the next batter. I bet you I find him attractive. I am able to tell. By the way,
Andy, 10 seconds.
And it's a foul. It's a foul, and he walks.
Okay, loads the bases.
Yeah, I think bases are loaded now.
Okay,
right? Am I right?
Bases are loaded now.
I believe
now the pressure's on.
Should be.
Wait, hold on. No, Ken doesn't know what he's saying. Ken, even though you're in the future, it's 3-1.
3-2.
Oh, Ken, you're spoiling everything for me. I'm
it's
60 seconds
okay,
behind
so
you.
Okay, so that counted as a strike. Okay.
It's a full count. Yeah,
see,
foul ball counts as a strike.
My sport is tetherball. I'm not really very good at baseball. Calling
baseball.
Not
a big baseball guy.
Okay.
No, I generally
will
call.
Will you take that bet? Will you call it? Will you take that bet that the next batter, not the current batter,
Real Mudo.
Will be someone that I find physically attractive?
No, don't take that bet,
no.
Zachary.
$20.
No, it's,
why,
you,
it's 50,
your standards
it's 50,
are low.
50.
You sound
it's 50,
desperate.
50.
Are you in your office?
Okay, hold on. Oh, the stands are going crazy. The stands want this strikeout.
It's three and two.
I'm 60 seconds behind.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah, but I'm not watching. I'm not watching video. I'm sort of getting text information.
Oh, there it is. Oh no! Hold on. Wait. Make the play. Make the play at home. Oh no! He bobbled it. Oh, the run scored. Okay.
The run scored.
Yeah.
So you
lost.
I owe the station
20.
You
owe
the station 20. Oh my God.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker.
Terrible news.
Hey, there we go.
But hold on. Let's see the next batter. We're about to find out whether I find him attractive.
Double or nothing on something.
Let me get a good look at the next batter. The caller,
Real Muto. Oh my God, he is pretty. He's pretty damn hot, Andy.
Hold on, let me see. Only I can decide. Oh, it's kind of bobbled there. Oh, they had a play at home too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're looking at the replay here. You know what I would have done if it was me at third base?
What?
I would have fielded that ball cleanly.
Yeah.
And nailed the runner at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would have done. But that look, everybody's different. He played it a different way.
Hindsight's 20/20.
It sure is. Okay, let's look at the next batter. What's his name?
Real
Quintana,
Muto.
Right? No. Oh, no. The pitcher's Quintana.
Real Muto.
Hold on. Real Muto.
Andy, okay. we need to get a bet going here.
Sure. Give out the phone number again.
Well, we have Zachary on. I mean, well, okay, Zachary, I'm moving on.
I've lost. Okay, I'm down.
Sounds
I'm keeping
good.
Score
Andy's,
here. I'm
Andy's
down.
Being,
I owe you $20.
Yeah, are you going to make a pledge right now?
How would I do that? You mean go online?
You go to WFMU.org.
I will, yeah. Give me a minute there. Well, let me tally it up at the end of the... Hold on. Real Muto. Let me see if I find him attractive. I need a close-up of him. I'm betting that I do.
This is not a good bet, Andy.
No, why not? It's 50-50. And I can tell you within like 10 seconds whether I find someone attractive.
No.
And even shorter, my time span is even shorter if it's a woman. I can look at a woman and in 5 seconds tell you whether she's pretty.
Yeah, not a good bet.
Hold on, let me see. I can't wait. He has a helmet on that's obscuring his view. Hold on.
Do you want to take
this is a good bet? It's very exciting.
Do you want to take a real bet? Maybe.
Okay, let me see a close up. Hold on.
Nobody's.
Yeah, I'll take a real bet. Is somebody calling?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Mo, I'll take 23 on New York.
$23? I don't know what that means. Wait, I'm looking at the batter. Okay, he's hot. Okay.
Well, you didn't have you weren't betting against anybody.
I just won $20.
What's your name, caller? You didn't win anything.
This is Black Cat.
Hey, wait, hold on.
Oh, hey, Black
Cat. Hold on.
Andy, it's my old pal, Black Cat.
Hey, Black Cat. Good to see you.
Hello.
Okay, it's now two outs. There's still a runner at first and third, right?
Yep.
Does Black Cat want to bet me?
He
that
does.
They will...
He does.
Okay, I believe that the runner at third will not score. I believe the Phillies will be held to one run total.
Black Cat, will you take that bet?
I'll take it for 20.
Okay.
$20. Okay. Finally, I get to bet for the New York Mets. Now I feel more comfortable. And I'm looking now. There are two outs. Let's see who's at bat.
Two outs, man, on first and third.
Two outs. Yeah, we're at the top of the fourth.
Stott
we're making
up.
Side bets.
Stott is up for the Phillies, and it's 0-1.
Okay.
And Andy.
And Brian Scott. Okay.
Andy
it's not
has,
0-1.
Andy
this
bet,
is, they have yet to begin pitching.
It's 1-1 now. There was just
a
ball.
No, here comes the first pitch.
Oh, Andy, you missed a good slurve, man.
Okay. The first pitch is a strike.
1-1.
Ken knew that because he paid extra for a time machine.
No, it's just you're on delay. You're watching cable TV.
Ken. Can you get the deluxe model of that computer and see tomorrow's game?
Oh, my God. Bryson Stott flew out. So it's an out. That's it.
Oh, man. There it is. That's the end of the inning.
Yep. Andy
if
wins
what you're
the
saying
bet.
Is true.
Andy wins the bet.
I won that bet.
I'm sorry, Black Cat. You got to go to WFMU.org and make a $20 pledge to 7 second delay.
You got 20 coming in hot.
I am down.
But Black Cat, the good news is you'll be in for the grand prize of the month. Which is
thank God!
Yeah, Andy sending you $10 a month for years. Like for he'll probably forget about it at the end of a year, and he'll probably just keep sending it forever.
Sure, I'll just remind him monthly.
That's not going to happen.
Okay,
you didn't factor in how cheap I was. Now, was that play? Was that
Black
play
Cat? You got a hell of a voice. Thanks
for the
call.
Was that play at third? Was that
Thank
ruled
you,
an error? That earlier play?
I don't know,
okay.
Andy.
Here comes the first commercial of this commercial break. It's for Capital One.
Okay, Capital
One. I'll bet every commercial in this commercial break features a baseball player.
Well, here's the thing, Andy. Like, it's depending on what platform you're watching it on,
right? It's honor system. You have to trust me.
You'll get different ads because, like, I'm watching it on Fox Sports, and I'm getting an ad for the Fox Sports app right now.
Oh, I'm watching. Yeah. I'm watching on Hulu. It's just your straight up.
Yeah, that's
now how it is. Now it's T-Mobile. I guess they have a.
But I will tell you this, Andy. I am gonna put a link up. To
what?
To the thing you have going on a week from Saturday night, your benefit?
No, it's this Saturday night.
Is it?
Is it?
Hold on. I think it's a week from Saturday night.
Hold on.
Andy's Hobo Eat-a-thon. Hobo Rat Race Eat-a-thon, right?
Is it? Wait, hold on. June, July, August, Eat-a-thon. September. October
19th.
Oh, no, October 19th. You're right. A week from Saturday. Oh yeah. If you want to see Rat Race on a big screen, people that have never seen it, I think, might enjoy it. There's a 40% chance you'll really enjoy the movie.
And you get to sit next to Andy. Andy has agreed that everybody will get 5 minutes sitting next to him. So I just posted the link, on today's playlist page.
Everything Ken is saying is true, except for sitting next to me. The
it was posted at 6:27, so just look for the 6:27 p.m. post.
Oh, I see. That's how they do it. They go to the playlist page and look at for the time.
Well, that's an easy way to find it, yeah.
And then it costs like $22 per ticket, but any profits made go to something or other.
The New York City Food Bank.
I think we're teaching hobos and homeless people clog dancing or dancing.
No, I
ballroom dancing.
I thought you were getting hobos SpaghettiOs, their favorite.
Oh yes, it's going to their food bank. That's right. It's going to their food bank.
Specifically SpaghettiOs for the hobos. Oh,
and
the game is on.
No, the game is not on.
Yeah, the game is on.
We have one minute.
The game is on. Finally, the Mets are at bat. Finally.
So the Mets are in a hole. Oh, they did rule that an error. Okay. So the Mets are in a little bit of a hole here, right? It's the bottom of the fourth.
Yep.
But this is where the Mets are like you and me, Ken. The Mets are like WFMU. They love a challenge.
Starling.
They love being the underdog.
Starling Marte is up, and it's one and two.
You know how, like, the station kind of revels in the fact that they're the worst station in the world?
Yes.
That's like they love being the underdog, right?
Yeah. I love being
underappreciated.
I haven't watched a Mets game since 1986. I watched the last game of the World Series in 1986.
Okay.
After that, I kind of lost interest. I don't know.
Wait, let me see if I care when the last game you watched was.
I found Tetherball.
I'm scanning my little brain.
More interesting.
No, I don't. Wait, there's no part of me that really cares about that.
Hi, you're on the air, Andy. We have another caller. Who's this?
Okay, we ready?
Hey, Ken, it's Herb calling.
Hey, Herb. Andy,
hey Herb, do you have the game on Herb?
You got a bet for Herb?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your bet, Andy?
Okay, I'm looking at a count of 1 and 2, but Ken is in the future.
It's 2 and 2.
Oh, it's 2 and 2.
Marte is up.
Right.
No, Herb, outs.
I think the Mets are going to have a base runner this inning. Do you want to take that bet?
I say there will be a base runner.
So you're both saying the same thing.
Somebody will reach first. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I said. Is that what you said?
That is what Andy said.
Okay. Oh, now he's out. Ooh. Okay. Now I have the advantage. Wait.
Hold on. It's 2 and 2.
Oh, it's 2 and 2. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I don't have the.
So you're making an inning long bet here, Andy. Is that what you want to do?
Well, it's because I'm afraid to make a bet per batter. Because 3 and 2 into the future.
Okay, it's 3 and 2.
Oh, it's
now.
Full count.
No.
Okay, how about this? Herb, I think there will be a visit to the mound. The catcher will visit the mound at some point this inning.
Oh, that's a good bet.
All right, Marte is out.
Will you take that bet?
Sure, I'll take that bet.
Okay,
sure.
The catcher will not visit the mound. Okay, so we're on for $20.
Visit
the mound.
So anything else that happens doesn't even matter.
For any reason, like if the pitcher's zipper is stuck, and the catcher goes out there to say, hey, your fly's down. That counts. I will win that bet.
Okay. I think they have button-up flies, but okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Really? Yeah, they have buttons? They have buttons these days?
Wait. Oh no. Wait, is that two outs?
Is that to prevent like wardrobe malfunctions, Herb?
Right, embarrassments, right.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. That's good thinking. Good thinking, Mets. Two outs.
I wonder what that would be like to go through life not being embarrassed.
Marte's out. And Alvarez.
Wait, that's two outs?
Yep, Alvarez is
up. I would never have made that bet if I could have seen it to the future.
Yeah, well, he'll
never visit the mound now unless there's a two-out rally, which, the Mets have been specializing in.
You know, I hate to say this, but I think I am more in the future because I have the radio on to 88 a.m.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a fly. Oh, wait.
Alvarez flies out. Alvarez flies out, and Andy loses the bet.
Wait, the end of the inning?
That's the end of the inning. There was no visit to the mound, Andy, so you now owe $40.
Oh, I'm miserable.
Andy, 40.
Is going to be fun?
I'm getting confused. Do I get any money out of this?
No.
No.
But Andy lost money, so you win. Everybody wins.
Great, Ken
and his children are going to be eating out on Friday night.
Well played, Herb.
Yeah, right. I listen to the Mets as much as I can. So
now I have.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Herb. Andy, what's going on the commercial break on Hulu? Because I'm back to just having a Fox Sports app commercial here.
Oh, it's some kind of. Oh, it's a COVID. It's get your COVID shot. It's a PSA.
Okay. And let's see. Here on MLB.com, I'm getting a banner ad for Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Are you pro Boys and Girls Clubs or are you anti?
Boys and Girls Club? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
Is that like the Boy Scouts?
No. Boys and Girls Clubs.
It's different than the Boy Scouts?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that would be BSA, Boy Scouts of America.
Wait, are the Boys Clubs, they go to rural areas and have contests like throwing cow dung and farm stuff?
It's more corn dog related, but I think you're on the right track.
That's what the Boys Clubs do?
Yeah, the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Do the Boys and Girls Clubs have mixers?
Yes, they do.
Do people hook up? Do you think they hook up during the mixers?
All the time.
The mixers aren't chaperoned?
No, not at all. This is how they keep the population up.
Then I'm all for it.
Okay, good. Just one.
I'm all for kids hooking up.
And what's the ad you're getting on Hulu now?
I'm looking at it's some kind of wait. Your freedom, your vote. Somebody wants me to register to vote.
Okay. Have you registered?
I am registered to vote. Yes, I believe I am. Okay. Although I hate to vote because I find it just encourages them.
Right. Absolutely. It does. We're still on a commercial break here. We're watching the Mets versus Phillies game and we're taking side bets on it. It's you versus Andy. So give me a call if you would like to get in on one of these side bets.
Are these callers that lose, are they really pledging their money? Or do you believe they will?
Peter did and Black Cat did. Yes.
Wow. Yep. Okay, so it's on me. I will do it too as soon as we're off the air.
So the phone number here is 201-209-9368. And if you would like to bet against Andy.
A silent auction marathon.
Well, a hellraiser, not quite silent, but
the opposite of silent.
An imaginary fundraiser, let's put it that way.
No, it's not imaginary. It's very, very real.
Yeah, we've actually...
I can prove it's real because it's very annoying.
Okay.
And well, how are we doing?
There's a lot of imaginary things that are annoying also.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ken.
Yeah.
Please move on. Conversation go faster.
All right, the game's back on.
Conversation fast forward.
We're at the top of the fifth, and Wilson is up.
They want to get an insurance run.
Batter has requested a quick timeout, and it's
no,
a ball.
No, he hasn't. Not yet.
Maybe
he will. Maybe he will in 60 seconds.
And we need somebody to take a side bet against Andy. The phone number here is
The batter is requesting a quick timeout.
201-209-9368.
Boy, Ken, it must feel really good to always be right, to be looking at the future of this baseball game, to be 60 seconds in the future.
Well, I'm just watching it in real time, Andy. That's all. It's only magnified here in the Oh, here we go. There's the sound of the game. That's more like
No, it'll drive me crazy because I'm 60 seconds behind you.
Oh, well, this is the same as you, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'm watching it on multiple platforms here. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gers in El Segundo.
Hey, Gers.
How's it going,
Ken? Andy.
Hey, Gers, how are you? Do you have the game on?
No, I'm going to play it handicapped like you.
It's our old pal Gers, Andy. It's 3-2.
Right.
One out.
We have a listener named Gers in El Segundo.
This is Gers.
Oh, this is Gers in El Segundo.
Remember the toothbrush that you showed me in the elevator? Yeah.
You remember that, Andy?
No.
When you exposed yourself in the elevator?
I watched the car while you guys got everything together for your heist up.
Yeah, Gers was there. Gers was there when
the
porch pirate stole your thing.
Oh, okay. Wait. It's a base hit. Oh,
yeah.
No, there it
and
is.
You
no,
and you out. Exposed yourself in the elevator. You thought it was really funny, but everybody else was completely creeped out. Do you remember that? Do you remember now?
No, he just pulled out the toothbrush.
I believe the comedy writer in the group should decide what's funny.
This is my first introduction to Andy Breckman. Okay, I get it.
If I say something's funny, it's funny. Damn
okay,
it.
So there's one out.
Okay, that's where I am. One out. Gers, do you want to make a little side bet?
Yeah, $20, buddy. $20. Big $20.
$20 and, okay.
You know? Boom.
$20. Okay, there's one out. I say that no Phillies batter reaches first base this inning.
Will you take that, Gers?
But who's up the bat?
Marsh. Marsh is at bat. It's 1-2.
Marsh is at bat. There's one out. It's the top of the fifth.
One out top of the fifth.
Yeah.
And you're saying that no Philly runners. There's going to be no Philly run this
right.
inning?
Right. No, not runs. No
Philly
no,
base
no
hits. No Philly. No, not
base
oh,
hits
not
either.
Single base
no
hit.
One,
all right.
Not base
on.
Hits
all right,
either.
On.
He's
it's
on. He's on.
Inning.
Andy says no base hits.
No, I'm not saying beyond base hits. Nobody reaches first.
Well, that's a base hit.
That's a base
well,
hit.
Well, but it could also be an error. It could also be a walk. I'm saying nobody
well,
reaches
make
first.
A double? Gonna
oh, okay. So nobody hits the base. Nobody reaches
there
the base.
There is no base runner.
Right. Nobody reaches a base at
and
all.
Gers, you're taking
out.
That
somebody
bet for $20.
I bet. We still got two outs, right?
Two outs now.
Two
yep.
Outs to go.
Oh, no. There's okay. So you only have one out left.
Schwarber is up. What kind of name is that, Andy? Schwarber.
Oh, man.
It's a stupid name. His parents gave him a stupid name.
Oh man, they should have turned off the stupid filter as well.
It's not his real name, and he's also in disguise, as you can see.
You know
yeah, you're right.
The,
he's
the hurricane in Tampa right now. It's a lot more exciting visually.
Oh yes. Oh, I should tell our callers, any listeners in Florida, to look out their window. They're going to be shocked at
and,
what they see.
And it looks like somebody hit first base.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, Schwarber was hit
oh,
by the pitch.
No. Hit
and,
by a pitch.
Andy
oh, no,
loses again. Andy
oh,
loses again. That's $60
cool.
to Andy. Hey, man.
Dude,
well,
what did you get for showing me that toothbrush?
Well played, Gers. Well played. So,
hey,
Andy.
We should tell, you know, all our listeners in Florida, they're so worried about this hurricane coming.
Yeah.
And what number is the hurricane? Like, well, how's it ranked?
Well,
five?
It was a Category 5. I think now it's down to Category 3.
Oh, that's so. That's a, they're such babies.
That's
three
pretty,
is not
that's,
a big number.
That is a big number. That's a big
that
hurricane.
Is not a big number. There's so many numbers bigger than 3.
Well,
I'm going to just off the top of my head. 18 is bigger than 3. That's just off the top of my head.
5 is as high as it goes for
25 is bigger than 3.
For hurricanes.
There's a thousand numbers at least.
They just had another.
About 1,000 that are bigger than 3.
The West.
Oh, no. Number 3 is coming. Number 3 hurricane.
Andy, the West Coast of Florida just got destroyed by Helene like 2 weeks ago.
By what number?
I don't know. That was also, I think, a Category 3.
That's such a little number.
Well, if
they're little babies.
If anybody
wake me up when a hurricane number 30 comes, then you'll have my attention.
The hurricane scale it goes from 0 to 5, Andy. That's it.
Well, there's a lot of numbers higher than 5, Ken. I'm sure you're wrong. Why would they end it at 5?
That's how it works. Same thing with tornadoes.
What kind of idiot would say, oh, I know the highest. I know the biggest number.
That's the same thing with tornadoes. We're halfway through game 4, Andy.
You're just talking gibberish.
It's 1-0. By the way, if you've evacuated Florida and you're in New Jersey, Andy and Beth have a spare room. that you can stay at?
I think WFMU has a whole, don't you have a whole theater downstairs?
Yes, we do. We could put people up as well, but it'll be much more comfortable at Andy's house in Madison, New Jersey.
I promise you this.
Yep.
It will not be more comfortable in my house. You'll be comfortable till about 3 or 4 a.m.
And then what happens?
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I know
just
you.
Wait and see.
I know you,
you
keep.
Just wait and see.
I do know you keep late
you
hours.
You all know it's coming. You'll be very surprised. That's all I can tell you.
I thought you kept all that kind of stuff confined.
Get as much sleep as you can before 2:30 a.m.
Okay. We're watching the Mets-Phillies game. Phillies are up 1-0.
I've got a number 5 hurricane for you.
Top of the 5th coming up. We're at a commercial break.
Here comes a number 5 hurricane walking up the stairs.
Mets are coming up at bat. Francisco.
Okay, the Mets are down. They're still in a hole, right?
Yeah, but their best player is coming up, Andy. Shortstop Francisco Lindor. Coming up.
I don't know the lineup.
He's an MVP candidate.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. Great defensive player, great batter. If anybody can do it, Lindor can.
Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're saying. Hey, listen. What WFMU DJ would you say is your MVP? You know the lineup pretty well. You've heard all their shows. You've seen their marathon totals.
Yeah, marathon totals.
What DJ is your MVP of the year?
I guess I'd have to say Michelle with one L.
Oh, fine.
What were you hoping that I was going to say you?
Well, of course. Yeah, fine. No, well, that's good. Oh, congratulations, Michelle.
Well, I think Michelle at this point has raised, I don't know, about 5 or 6 times as much as you have raised. But we just did get another pledge, so that's good.
You have $60 coming from me.
Yeah, we're at 42. We're at 42% of our goal, Andy. So you know, not bad.
You bamboozled me.
Not bad.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Could be better.
Hey, we should. No, wait. We should plug my Rat Race movie if people want to see Rat Race a week from Saturday.
Right.
In Manhattan on the big screen.
Yeah, and what's the name of the theater? You're at Village East, I think.
I don't know. It's all on the event thing.
All right, Mets is up,
Lindor. And there'll be a Q&A afterwards. I'm already working on some really interesting questions.
No, people ask you the questions. You give the answers. Lindor is up for the Mets. It's 1-1. Just had a strike.
Okay, we're just coming out of the commercial
break.
And
we need somebody who will take a side bet against Andy for this at-bat. So give a call.
Hey, Jerry Seinfeld's in the audience.
201-209-9368.
I mean, in the stadium.
No, I think that's a Jerry Seinfeld impersonator. 201-209.
Jerry Seinfeld impersonator. It's Jerry Seinfeld impersonator night.
That's right.
Every Jerry Seinfeld impersonator gets in free.
Hi, you're
okay, Lindor.
You're on the air. Who's this?
I'd like to bet Andy. This is Sean.
Oh, Andy, it's Sean the Scot.
Hey, Sean, how are you? Thanks for calling.
I'd
let's come up with a good side bet here.
And Andy, what's your bet? What's your side bet here? Man, oh my God, Lindor doubled. Whoa, Lindor is on second.
That didn't happen yet.
It did happen.
Let me see if Lindor doubles.
Yeah. Nice, Lindor. Man, he's the best.
Hold on, let me see if he
doubles. Oh, my God, he's a regular.
Wait, I'm going to see. Hold on. There it is.
Tommy Agee.
Lindor just hit it. It's a fair ball.
Tommy Agee reincarnated.
Ken, you called it. It's a stand-up double.
So, Andy, what bet you want to take? There's no outs. Man on second. The Mets.
I bet we're going to see player high-five another player.
Oh, come on.
Wait, no, that means a run will score?
I can't see that. I don't see fives.
Oh, you mean it has to be an actual part of the game?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. I bet we're going to – oh, God, that was a great hit. Look at that, just fair by a couple of inches.
Yeah, come on, man on second. Are you going to see a Mets score this inning?
But that's just so boring,
isn't it?
It's
0-1. 0-1.
All right. Okay, I will say the Mets will score this inning.
Sean, will you take that bet?
I think they're going to score as well.
Sean will not take that bet.
Do you think they're going to score more than one run?
Sean?
I say the Mets will take the lead this inning.
No, they won't score more than one. No.
Okay.
Okay,
then,
Andy,
then we have a bet. I will say the Mets will take the lead this inning. It's currently 1-0. There are no outs, and a man's on second. I say this is going to be a rally, a big inning.
So Andy is saying the Mets are going to score at least two runs.
That's right.
Vientos is at bat. It's 2-2, man on second.
What's this? He's very attractive.
Do you want to?
$20, yeah. I think we need to start upping the bets. Let's make this one $30.
Let's not.
Yeah, $30. There's only.
I will bet $10 that this batter's number is an odd number, the number on his back.
We know the number on his back. You can see the number on his back. You're probably looking right at his back.
Oh, fine. All right. Well, yeah. Let me think.
We have one bet on the table. It's $30. Andy says that the
Mets. Who said 30? Where did that come from?
There's only 13 minutes left.
The House decided to raise the bet since the House never loses.
You want to check? Oh, the House. Yeah. No, the only losers here are the American listening public.
Yeah, Sean understands. It's 3-2.
And the Scottish listening public as well.
3-2.
Sean, do you accept the $30, the raising the stakes?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to lose, so whatever. Yeah, 30.
Wait, but you've got to pay. Sean, if you do lose, you got to pay.
Yeah. If I
okay,
lose,
wait.
Yeah.
So hold on. Wait, what will I owe if I lose this, Ken? $90?
246. Yep, $90.
Oh my God.
It's 3-2.
Oh, $90.
3-2.
No, I don't want. Wait, now wait. What did I bet? What did I say?
No outs.
Wait, what did I say?
You said that the Mets would take the lead this
oh
inning.
Oh my God, that's insane. What are the odds of that happening?
Yeah, Vientos looks like he's going to probably get walked or something.
Okay. Well, that's good for
me.
It's
a full
count. Two base runners.
Full count, 3-2.
Oh, no, he chased it. Oh, no.
What?
Wait, oh, he tipped it.
No, he fouled.
Oh, he tipped it. He's still alive.
Yeah, he fouled out. No, he didn't foul out. He fouled.
No, he's still alive. Yeah, foul ball. Okay.
3-2.
So here we go. It's 3-2.
Oh, and he's walked. All right.
There it is.
The Mets have a
first
man on
second.
First and second.
This is a rally. It's what we call a big inning.
Oh, no.
Nemo is up.
That's right. That's right, pal.
Andy,
there it is.
Andy, you pronounce his name Nemo or Nimmo? Where do you come in on that?
I'll bet you $30 his name is pronounced Nemo.
Like Finding Nemo?
I don't know. That's a stupid bet. Wait, let me see.
He's
wait,
not even
now
on
I know he's
going to
walk. It's crazy.
Oh, no.
This is like insane.
Now.
I'm like going crazy because I know
he's a lefty.
What's going to happen?
You don't.
I feel like I'm in a Stephen King movie.
What do you mean you know what's going to happen? I know
because you told me he's going to walk, and there it is. Now I'm watching him walk.
Oh, you're talking about the last batter. We're on Nemo now.
Now I'm just being introduced to Nemo. Oh, Nemo is spelled N-I-M-M-O.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's Nemo, isn't it?
If you say so, it's 1-0.
Okay, so it's first and second with no outs.
Where did they find Nemo?
Yeah, where did they find Nemo? That's a funny joke.
It made me laugh. It's 1-1. Strike. Suarez pitching for the Phillies. Nemo not wearing a fake beard tonight.
It's not 1-1.
It is 1-1.
I just saw
one.
The first pitch.
It's 1-1.
God, Ken, you could have made so much money if
one
you had not if you had not revealed that
foul
you
ball
were
1-2.
Watching. Oh my God. I really thank you for being honest and transparent, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No outs.
No, I'm looking at 1-1.
Andy.
This might be a good inning for the Mets.
Anything but a double play. Anything but a double play. I need the Mets to have a big inning.
It.
But I also need it before 7:00. Hey, would you agree that at 7:00 all bets are null? Oh no! Wait, popped up. Oh, it's a long foul ball.
Yeah, that's the last foul that happened like a couple of minutes ago.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
One and two.
For you, Andy.
Andy, who's your favorite Met ever?
Who's your favorite Met ever?
Bud Harrelson.
Yeah, I would say Bud Harrelson. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Who's your second favorite Met?
Tommy Agee.
You know how much I love Bud Harrelson?
How much?
He's my first and second favorite.
Oh. Oh, that's
number three, Tommy Agee.
That's a lot of love.
Yeah, it is a lot of love.
Yeah.
Who's your second favorite DJ? I know Michelle Winnell is your favorite.
No, she's just the MVP for the Hellraiser so far. That's all.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
How is she doing it? What is she doing differently than us?
She tries. She comes up. She sends out email blasts. She has all sorts of concepts and. She works it, man. She works it. She works the crowd. It's 2-3. Nemo is up.
Then why don't you respect her at all?
I do respect her.
Oh, my God, Nemo struck out. No, hold on.
Oh, my God, Nemo struck out. That's good for Sean from Scotland.
Wait, I just saw a long foul ball.
It's a mound visit. Oh, things are getting serious here, Andy.
Wait, I just saw a long foul ball. Oh, wait. I haven't even seen the mound visit yet.
Alonso is
I have not seen the strikeout yet. You're just bored because I'm seeing these things. I'm about to see him strike out. Oh, God. Now I saw him strike out.
Pete Alonso is up, Andy. He's had a pretty crappy season.
No, Alonso was the hero two games ago.
What's that you said, Sean?
I said I'll score all of it because I'm 5 hours ahead of you in Scotland.
That's right. That's true, Andy.
So you know who won the game then?
He does.
Well, don't tell us. Wait, are they bringing in? Oh, they're bringing in another pitcher. Well, wait a minute.
No, that's the mound visit. Bottom of the fifth.
No. They're bringing in a relief pitcher. That's going to take 4 minutes.
Oh, this is brutal.
I don't know about that, Andy.
Yes, they're bringing in another pitcher.
According to what I'm seeing, the mound visit is just going on and on.
You don't know. You have no idea what you're seeing. They're bringing in another pitcher.
And then did you guys do the bit about how the Hurricanes have low numbers?
Andy did that bit already.
How'd that go? Did that go well?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it killed.
Yeah.
Sean, I think your homeland, you're in danger of Hurricane Kirk or Leslie. They're going to hit the British Isles, I think.
Ah, bloody hell.
Yeah.
What number hurricane are they?
Well, they were five. They've probably petered out by now.
Sean, you have nothing to worry about.
Andy, five
is not big at all.
No, five's the top.
It's not a big number at all.
Five's the maximum.
Okay, this is just off the top of my head. I haven't even done any research. Are you ready?
Five is 160 miles per hour.
52. There's a number. 67. That's another number. Five is nothing.
Oh, man. The Mets just replaced Ranger Suarez with Jeff Hoffman.
Oh my gosh! I'm looking at a commercial for some phone company.
Good news or bad news? Oh, you're getting a phone company ad? No, that's exciting.
Wait, we might not have the end of the inning before the end of the show.
That's quite possible.
Hey, by the way, can I just apologize to Beth and to Matt?
Sure, go ahead. Apologize.
Sorry.
Go ahead and apologize to him.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry, Beth, for scaring you.
Can you put Sean back on?
Sorry for scaring you.
Thank you. There.
And
damn.
Matt, I'm sorry for getting you involved in this whole mess.
That was weird. Sean all of a sudden sounded like a gringo.
I was doing my gringo impression.
You do a good gringo.
I miss Sean.
all right, Alonzo is up. It's 0-1.
If you lose this one,
not only are you going
to
pay $20, but you're going to fight me.
Oh, that's right. Andy does want to fight you.
You want to fight?
Yeah, I'll fight you.
One out, 0-1. Alonso is up, bottom of the fifth, Mets at bat.
But I play strict Scandinavian rules. The first person that cries
Phillies are winning 1-0.
Oh, okay.
If the Mets win tonight's game, they automatically go to the World Series.
Yeah. Well, no, they go to the...
Yeah.
This is the World Series? No,
they win the National League, so they represent the National League at the World Series.
Oh, okay, there it is. I'm sure you're right.
Man on first so and
they
second.
Have, they have tonight. They also have tomorrow night. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
they
oh
have,
and two. No, if they
Friday,
win, to, if they win
Friday,
tonight,
if they lose tonight,
yeah, they can still get there if they lose tonight. But if they win tonight, they clinch it. It's one.
Honestly, it's just like cricket, but without the wicket.
Yeah, it's like cricket.
Alonso has requested a timeout. So Justin,
wait a minute. I just need a long ball so I win this bet. I really want to win this bet. I want to stick it to this guy.
Adjusting his underwear.
I want to stick it to this guy so bad. I just want one long ball.
Unbuttoning the middle button on his fly.
You know what? I'll take loaded bases with one out.
Buttoning it back up. All right. More underwear adjustment. Oh!
Wait, you're looking into the future.
And he's out.
What do you see? Wait, that's the second out?
Yep, Alonso struck out. Two outs. Oh, my God.
I'm one minute behind you.
Two outs, man, on first and second.
Why don't you not tell me what happened so I can enjoy the game?
And Jose Iglesias is back up. This is the second baseman who has the hit song OMG. Andy actually prefers.
Wait, I have to see him strike out now.
Andy
Gosh,
prefers.
Darn it, now I know what's coming.
The Pitbull remix.
Oh, this is painful that I knew that was going to be.
And
three.
It's 0-1. And
you needed the home run,
Iglesias. It doesn't even matter.
You know, this. Everyone says they wish they could see into the future, but it's painful knowing what's coming. It's painful.
Iglesias doesn't even need to play baseball anymore.
Because you can't change the future.
Because he's got a successful recording career with that song, OMG.
Uh-huh.
Another ball, it's 1-1.
This is
ball.
Just so painful. I'm now looking at the batter.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and we're almost out of time, Andy. This is painful because I want you to lose another $30 here.
Well, I'm at $60.
Yeah.
Wait, let's just see what happens with this batter. Come on, a long ball. Come on, guy.
Ooh.
A long ball. Let's make it happen. I really don't want to lose this money. Not to this guy. Not to this joker. He sent me to Brooklyn.
Oh, he grounds out.
Is that the end of the inning? Is that the end of the inning?
That's it.
That's another 30, I think, for you.
That's another 30 for Andy. Andy, you owe 90.
Oh, you can all go to hell.
That's your total, Andy.
It's been my pleasure.
$90. Well played, Sean, and good gringo. Good gringo imitation, my God.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, now I'm watching him ground out.
He already grounded out.
Oh, that was even. Oh, it was even like a check swing. It just kind of puttered.
Yeah,
down.
It was really pathetic. I know the Mets had two on base, and then that was the worst.
All right, how do I pledge money? What do I got to do?
You go to WFMU.org.
Hold on, you're talking.
WFMU.org. You really can't. You can't miss it, Andy. It's very, very hard to miss. And then you need a credit card. And don't forget that Andy is doing a Q&A at a showing of Rat Race, which is a benefit for the New York City Food Kitchen. Free SpaghettiOs for all my friends. That's the slogan of the evening. Andy will be taking questions, and he'll be giving answers. Hilarious answers, I might add. And if you go, it's at Village East a week from Saturday night. If you go, you can sit next to Andy. And what the hell is going on my phone here? Oh, Andy Breckman's calling. Hi, Andy. What are you calling my phone for?
Because I accidentally disconnected the Skype.
Oh, I thought you were just being mysteriously quiet.
No, I couldn't. When I opened the WFMU site, I accidentally disconnected us. But wait, I go to 7 second delay.
No, you go to WFMU.org.
I did that. Okay, wait, I owe $90.
Yeah. Then you just start a pledge.
Yeah, this is painful.
Yeah, and then you have to allot it to 7 second delay. That's the important thing.
I did. Okay. I can see that.
Oh, hey, we are out of time. Andy, we're out of time. This is WFMU.org. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thanks, everybody, for playing and pledging. Andy, got to go.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Switch it back, trunk already gone. Switch it back, trunk already gone. Know about that, I'ma take this next train home. Time's hard, harder every day. Time is hard and getting harder every day. Going back home while I'm able to pay my way. I'm gone, your crying won't make me stay. Gone, I'm gone, your crying won't make me stay. Boy, you cried above, I'm going away. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, 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 I'm gone, 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 I'm gone, I'm gone. Crying won't make me stay. Woman I love, she got gold teeth. Woman I love, she got gold teeth. Every time she kiss me, cold tears run over me. Good the Lord, landlord takes it away. Good Lord, fast as I get it, the landlord take it away. Going back home, I won't have my rent to pay. Suitcase back, trunk already gone. Suitcase back, trunk already gone. Know about that, I'm gonna take this next train home. Gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, 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 I'm gone, I'm gone, 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 I'm gone, 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 I'm gone, I'm gone. Crying won't make me say.
I feel like boo when I just got out of train. Well, I feel like boo when I just got off the train. Well, keep on boo, gonna leave me in this train. Now boo from now. I'm a boogie down and take me.